Ready to go to what? I receive, sir. Receive. Receive, young man. Maybe see. Notice in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it is a verse there that ministers need to pay close attention to in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, in verse 10. What a night voice, he says. Well, look at the seventh verse. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. Last of all, he was seen of me also as one born out of due time. Apostle Paul talking. He said, if I am the least of the apostles, he has a chief apostle, called himself the least of the apostles, then am not me to be called an apostle because I persecute the church of God. Then he says in verse 10, which is very important because there's a grace that has been somewhat wasted. There's a grace that has somewhat been wasted in the aspect of ministry. And it has been because of a loss in various generation doing one part of it, but was not able to reach to the point where the Spirit can flow or function, fertilize, flood, you know, you name some words that would bring things to a place where it can grow and develop and take over and work really miracles and signs and wonders as due to the body of Christ because of what Jesus did and because of the impartation of the Holy Spirit. The flaws have been parking where we shouldn't park. And spiritual roots have been placed that need to be removed, that a person can keep on growing. And so in this class and the whole setup of this school is to recapture the Lord in his fullness. Not just half standing up on your head or your neck. That's, you know, God's presence, I know it, but God's purpose began to prevail like Daniel. The lion just couldn't get him. And we preach about those things. We've been doing that a long time. But we don't have enough facts. And I think this is where we're coming to. What I'm seeing as an apostle, as I study hours and hours every day, I'm just seeing in the spirit realm there's so much more. And so it's our job as an apostolic team in this school is to bring you into a deeper dimension of the Spirit. Each class was designed to bring you into an apostolic setting, back to the book of Acts, back to beyond religion. Yes, sir. And beyond the things I think have pinned us down. I think we're on the verge of some of the greatest breakthroughs that we've ever seen before in our lives. Breakthroughs. And so here the apostle said, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. If we're going to talk about this territorial church and developing the government right, I'll tell you three words that you might chew on as we go through the, read this text. But grace, government, that's four, goodness and glory. Now God's grace is there. We need God's grace. That's God bestowed favor to do anything we need it, do anything in the spirit. You see, the Bible said, by grace you're saved. That's not of yourself. It's a gift of God. So it's a grace functioning. What?
Yes,
you heard that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because, see, ego can't take no trip when grace is moving.
Yes, sir.
Because you know there's a dependency there. There's an infirmity. There's an inadequacy. There's an inability if grace don't take over. Now, I think if the Apostle Paul needed grace, and I think he was enabled by God to do so much in the spirit realm because he was riding the waves of grace.
Yes, sir.
And so I've learned in studying this government, I want you to get this. I want you to get this government. This chapter is a powerful chapter. We're going to talk about a governing territorial church, and I want to break it down. When you talk about grace, I can forgive you for doing something wrong by grace, but by government, I got to check you. Pastor, y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, by government, because people love to ride the love train.
Yeah, yeah.
Do what they want to do and then tell me, do you love me?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I love it. That's why I'm about to govern this thing.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, sir.
You got to correct this thing, see?
Yes, sir.
And see, that's what makes people strong. Grace is to make people strong, but grace has to be back up with government. Because government got to step in before you get to God's goodness. Because if you get to God's goodness without grace and government, you're going to mess up.
Yes, sir.
Because right now the glory about to show.
Yes, sir.
And if you're not built on the inside to handle this,
yes,
it will become a flesh thing to you.
Yes, sir.
See. And so this government is so important. I think the church has been running without this at large, without this government, because it so easily can be called, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Control.
Yes, sir.
Controls, especially in the sense of false prophets, false apostles, false pastors, false things happening, and they turn it into a flesh thing. But it does not mean the real thing does not exist. Amen. And so Paul said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I. Look at Paul. You go back. He started off with grace and ended with grace. But the grace of God, which was upon me. And then Ephesians, I want to look at another verse. It's not in your text. And I want to explain something else to you, because it's something we did not know. We had to come to grip with it. And one of the reasons we don't know this is because of government, and I'm going to explain this to you. It's not in your book, but I want to explain this to you about this the instruction of factor, receiving instruction in the spirit. Those five governmental offices that you have in Ephesians 4, they're in different brackets. A teacher can teach you something one way, but a prophet will give such insight it'd be beyond the teaching. So the prophet will leave the lesson and go in the future on you. And so apostolically also, when you're being taught that apostolic teaching is, that's what you got to be, it's dangerous. Y'all got books. You got the same book I got, and that thing will mess you up if you don't listen to the instruction. You got the same book your other instructors have, and it'll mess you up because you'll think you're even. And you won't hear what the Lord is saying because you're able to mock something in your book. Get away from now.
Yeah.
That dog will bite. Run him away from your house.
Yeah.
You have to listen, because there are some things I'm going to say tonight going to be out of the book, but the grace of the apostle is going to be on it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you'll find yourself graduating from one level of living to another level. Are you following me?
Yes,
sir. Notice here also, lesson-wise, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. Now, this is a augmented scripture here for people who don't understand government. Ephesians 2:20. The people don't understand government. They will augur. This scripture here, they will try to find something else to rightly divide the word here. But they'll get in error. It's rightly divided. But we just didn't know. So it says here, and are built upon the foundation of the apostle and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Isn't that something? Put two men or two women in there, and then put Jesus Christ. Because Jesus is the Lord of the government.
Yes, sir.
But he have given government unto men to bring it to earth. I need to talk to you about that. Then we're going to run across a word called epicenter in our lesson. And it's right in the middle. It's where the earthquake take place. Or where the explosion originate. When you see that word, we see that word epicenter is the place where the explosion going to take place, or where the earthquake going to take place, where the power can really function. You're going to find the word infrastructure, an underlying base of foundation, especially for an organization or system. So I'm studying in the apostolic movement, or the apostolic, not movement, the apostolic revelation that we have to relay the foundation, because the building is going to be too strong for what the foundation that had been laid to hold it. All right, so now as we study here, starting with this government, governing territorial church. Now, let's get some concept of what he's saying here. Pastors, so y'all can get a hold of it, pastors on the internet watching, in school, when we understand God's government and get a people following us that understand God's government, we take territory. Nothing is permitted to happen in that territory without contacting you. See, I don't expect nothing to happen around here unless you contact us. We're supposed to govern and govern the heavenlies and govern what goes on around here. And mess around and let the natural government thought it was running the thing. You know, these policemen out here and these the mayor or somebody think they run. No, the church. We're supposed to be doing this. They've got us where they can come to us, make their little speech, come to us and sit down and listen to us and want all kind of accolades when they come. But you know, I want you to leave out as a new breed to recognize the dynamics of your calling and the power and the glory you represent. So he says, a territorial governing church is a local church with a global mentality. In other words, it recognized that its power exists not in one spot. The dimension of the revelation that Jesus in Isaiah 9 and 6, I said, the government should be upon his shoulder.
Yeah.
That's when a church take up on the revelation of government, they recognize that their power is all over. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
That's nothing that can really stop a person who know the power and the governmental ability of the church. Gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Upon this rock I build my church. But it says it established itself. It established itself. See, establishment had to take place. How, what do you mean by establishing itself? Well, what we're doing here in this school, what me and these pastors who are connected do on Sunday morning and the nights we have studies and teaching the word, we're establishing the church as an epicenter to plan and implement strategies. And that's why I give it a definition that it's the place where the explosion takes place. It's the earthquake setting. Common word we use there is breakthrough. You follow me? But I think that a government church is the centralizing factor of all spiritual breakthrough. Wow. 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 Every story you read in the Bible is possible to happen again. When the church and the believers and the leaders are in the right place, it seemed like the Holy Spirit will set you on a spiritual explosion.
Yes, sir.
If it can't happen normally, it'd be exploded out.
Yeah.
When that happened in a church, those people who participate, their home become the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And their families become the same way. As individuals, they become explosive.
Yes.
Become people flooded with favor. Flooded with God's goodness. They got so much they won't share it with somebody. And they'll be known among those. Because they recognize every time they show up, something different happens. I give the Lord applaud for this opportunity.
Yes, sir.
To be called by his name.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he deserved to be praised.
Yes,
he didn't have to use me. He didn't have to use you, but he did, didn't he?
Yes,
and so when we learn church government, when we learn authority, we learn how to be in authority and how to be under authority. Oh, talk to me. See, we learn how to be in authority. We learn how to be under authority. Authority plus authority equals authority. And you begin to function in a dimension of the spirit that you, oh my goodness, I'm not going to make it for tonight, that you cannot be denied. You know, I'm hearing this pumpkin pie and cinnamon is over. It's time for you to know. It's time for you to get the itch.
Yeah.
Time for you to be itchy for the cutting edge.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to be regular no more, Lord.
Right.
May the glory fall in you tonight and anoint somebody to another level.
Yes.
May somebody else get another stripe tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, another badge. Strategists have the strategies of the Holy Ghost and of God has been robbed by man's idea. Men always strategize how to make things work, how to keep up, how to not go under. And, you know, I never strategize about none of that. But all I want to do, you listening? All I want to do at any given moment is reach him. All I want to do is get in his presence.
Yes, sir.
And man, don't let him start talking.
Yeah.
Lord, give him me instruction. See, that's a strategy.
Yeah.
Strategy. See, the strategy is not our mind coming together and being wise. Strategy is being, the government church need to know whatever you say, do it. And don't have no vote on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. That's good, sir.
Because by the time you vote, the Holy Ghost left.
Yeah.
I know we had them voices. I know the Holy Ghost left before we finished, boy. He left because when it got through, it was hell. Somebody want to pull a gun out. I know the Holy Ghost gone. That's one of them old devilish meetings because it was wrong government. Then he, then the author depicts in the spirit, he used the word, it is a hub of divine activity in a region. I underline these things, see, because the church have not talked much about this is a word, divine activity. Divine activity. See, what kind of activity?
Divine.
Yeah, now you have to make sure your activities cannot be divine without him.
Yes,
and without the way he appointed it to function. Yeah. Talk to me, somebody.
Yes,
and so if we get caught up in sensical things, or even as a Harry Lyon, soulish thing.
Yes.
Soulish thing will pretend that they're spiritual. And you won't be in divine activity. You'll be around divine activity, but you will not be participating. You think you're participating, but you're not. You're letting emotion take the place of experience. You don't understand. I see you don't understand because you ain't wrote none of that down. See, emotion taking the place of experience. And that's what happens a lot of times. The soul get emotion to substitute for the real thing. And you thank God you've had an experience, but you just had an emotion. Matter of fact, you aborted the experience with the emotion. You didn't let him finish saying what he wanted to say. That governing church not only is a hub of divine activity in a region, and when I say region now, you know, I cover all of Ascension Parish, all the parishes around here, and then Louisiana. Anything can happen here. Every now and then I go to busing dope pushers. I make my mind up. I had about 4 months ago, I bust everyone around here, got them busted. Police start picking them up. And, you know, when I get anointed to bust dope pushers, I just bust them. Because we're in government around here, you see. Now, I like this because it says that the government territorial church, it carries a spiritual prevailing position to rule the heavens. That means Satan. He rules Satan. It's a spiritual prevailing. That's what Jesus was saying in Matthew 16. The gates of hell should not prevail against. And then over in Acts 19 and 20, it said the word of God grew and prevailed. See, so a spiritual prevailing position. I like that. A spiritual prevailing position. Tell my sons they're not going to be good if they're not in class, son. Jesse, find my sons and tell them they need to be in class. Tell them they're disrespectful. They need this anointing. They think they got it because they've been around me. They don't have it. It carried a spiritual prevailing position to rule the heavens. To rule the heavens. Now understand that. I got to be a spiritual prevailing. I know y'all be doing stuff sometimes, son, but I'm just rough on you because I want you to get it. Prevailing position to rule the heaven. I ain't making no excuses. I ain't asking you to beg your pardon. I just meant what I said. But I just know y'all busy. Y'all doing stuff. But I want y'all to have it. And so the way, in that position, and this is what we're supposed to be doing, by exercising dominion over the spirit realm. What I say? Now say, why not?
Why not?
See. You know that's a mouthful? Exercising dominion over the spirit realm. Huh? Come on, let that soak in. Huh? We ain't talking about eating no pancake here. No, we're talking about dominating. We're talking about getting to a point that we're not scared of nothing. Fired up with dominion. Fierce. You're so aware of who you are, you become fierce. You can see in your eyes, like fire in your eyes. See, it exercised dominion over the spirit realm, not under.
Yes, sir.
And then he says, keeping the heavens open.
Yeah.
Woo, keeping the heavens open. You are keeping the heavens open, making the atmosphere conducive for the Holy Spirit movement in and around the region. And you know, we've done and doing it here in Darrow.
Yes,
now, you know, the Bible also says, I want you to see something, because I don't want your feeling to be hurt, because people don't accept you when you go to moving like that. So I'm going to show you something that always will help you. 1 Corinthians 14:38. Just don't worry yourself. No matter how powerful you are, you're always going to have some jacks and Jills coming down the hill. See, when a person is educated in ignorance and have graduated in ignorance and don't want another diploma, there's nothing you can do with them. So that keeps your feeling from being hurt, because, you know, on Sunday morning, I know this place will be jammed wall to wall, all in the balcony, but it's not. But I've come to understand that. My job is to put out. Because see, this governing territory of church is tearing down structures that have been at play for a long time, and I just don't like it. The average person just don't like it. You see what I'm saying? And so there's nothing we can do about that. It is a strong local church that take on its cities, influencing everything around it and within its reach. And I'm doing here, I am here is this next statement. I love this next statement. It has no walls or limit, no boundaries preventing it from advancing in the city or the region. Nothing can stop it. Because you see, you're in God's divine will. It has built the necessary infrastructure to connect properly and accurately within that community and region. I don't mean you're going to get everybody to say yes to you, but it's there for them. And then God just take you out and send you somewhere else. Because it's an epic center, because it's in the center to plan and implement strategy, others can come and get retrained. That's what we're here for. Empowered. Adequately equipped for their mission.
Yes.
You leave this school, you're going to be adequately equipped. You're going to have the roots of this thing. You're just going to have to grow on it.
Yes.
You hear the conviction voice of one of these instructors when something's going wrong. You can hear one of the instructors' voice say, no, that's not the way it goes. Back off. You already know you're going to lose some family members. You already know you're going to lose some so-called friends. You ain't ready for no governing. The first family Jesus had to deal with was his mom and him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sacred Mary.
Yeah.
He had to deal with him. I mean, he in meeting. He said, the first time he dealt with her, he said, woman, at 12 years old, woman, don't you know it's time for me? He loved her. Because we see him on the cross, and he take care of his mother, but he said, when you get between me and what my father told me to do, you can't do that. Woman, this time I'll be about my father's business. And then they come to a meeting and they're out there. And Jesus working on the government. And then they tell him, come outside. He said, no, I can't come outside. Whoever do the will of my father, that's my mother, and that's my brother, and my sister. We're not going to shut this meeting down. And some of our lives, let me talk to you on the sideline here. Some of our lives get shut down pleasing some of our family members. And I want to go with Jan Brown now. Please, please, please let them go. Let them go. Let them go because they're holding you back. They'll wait that you cannot get straight. Because they've become too familiar with you. Now I put myself on my line. My family member and my wife family member got to be out of their mind. Not to ask us what we're doing. They got to be out of their mind trying to compare one of these little Mickey Mouse church to us. They got to be out of their mind. Tell him about some little reverend, you know, even know nothing about no church government. You need to try to get there and get reverend over here.
Yeah.
So we can work with him.
Right.
See, now some people want to talk that. Say, oh, see, that's why God can't use you.
Yeah.
You scared.
Yeah.
You won't be loving love. That, you don't talk like you're like, yeah, I love him. Love will break you up. It operated like a tactical headquarter. Plans are conceived. I conceive a plan today. I call my consultants in. I call Chantel Leroy's wife, and then had Barbara there, and then I had Leroy on the phone. He was somewhere, and I had my family on the phone. Coming out of New Orleans, I'm about to cut television loose. I don't need them. I can go internet. They charged me, I'm paying about $35,000. I cut it from 80, one time I was paying over $100,000. We're going to use that money to go into foreign countries. My partner's working from the internet. And we're going to be a pioneer there. We'll be one of the first ministers that dropped off in the dock. They don't know where we went. We're just going to disappear. So we're in the process. Let's just come today. See, but God, and I'll tell you how God did that. I'll tell you how God did it. I'm just getting a little side journey. I'm sitting for lunch, and these girls had cooked for me. I'm sitting there in the minister's lounge and got the news on, watching, you know, the government fight, you know. And then a newsman come on, talking to some more newsmen and women, and says, the president don't need us no more. He don't consult with them or nothing. He said he go around us and get to the people. They said the only information we get about the president, we got to dig behind him. Matter of fact, they said he playing golf with Tiger Woods the day none of us knew. That's around him, right? And I was sitting there, and the Holy Ghost, Leroy and I had talked years ago, and the Holy Ghost said, it's time for you to see this.
Yes.
And so now, I'm going to ask you, and I don't know these terms too good, but you have, what, Twitter partners? Twitter partners, what else? Twitter followers? I want you to Twitter them and tell them start watching the broadcast on the internet.
Yes, sir.
Tell them about the daily meditation.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And tell them that I've stacked my archive with all that information and not charging them nothing.
Yeah.
You can just watch till they get soaked up and fall out.
Yeah.
And tell them I have not spoiled or contaminated by selling stuff.
Right.
Just check it out, I ain't selling nothing.
Yeah.
Because what happened, I saw in my partners, I don't have to, I saw in my partners, I got to check on my debt right now. And I had tried to add it up. was up in the thousand. It was 1,000 it sent me, but it was up in the thousand. She had come, she said 22,000, then she said 21,000, just money.
Yeah.
And so she told me I was just as ignorant as I could be. I ain't knew all this existed. Thank God for you and your family. That was it. I get letters like that all the time.
Yeah.
One lady, I read a letter, a lady said she found $61,000 in her checking account, and they didn't know how, and she messed up though. She said if she did what the Lord told her, they wouldn't have checked it, they closed the check, but she learned the lesson. Plans are conceived. Activities are released and launched. And since it's a hub of divine activity, when God desires to come into the city of this region, he will use this governing church as a doorway. He moves from heaven and invades the territory of the enemy. I guess so. The next statement here says, this prevailing position, what kind of position?
Prevailing position.
Give the church power to influence.
Yeah.
Power to influence. Now you see, now this is going to sound ugly here. Because everybody want everybody to be fast. But everybody don't want to pay the same price. So you got a bunch of hitchhikers in the spirit.
Yeah, sir. Yeah.
And they get upset when the bus take off.
Yeah.
But they didn't have no ticket.
Yeah.
I don't know if you understand my language here. See, because they downplay what you're doing in it.
Yeah.
And hey.
Right.
And the Lord is doing some things out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
They don't know why, because they didn't ask. And they didn't come to see this, so busy fighting. So therefore, in this government territorial church, it is said by the apostle, I'm in full agreement, their businessmen have a cutting edge over others.
Yeah.
Cutting edge.
Yes, sir.
That old boy named Bob Boyette, Bruce's father, been with me a long time. His business got him over Alabama, Tennessee, and Mississippi. And they say one time a drop hit, and it was all in the office, and Bob said, I'm going to have mine. My quota, I'll meet it.
Because
he got an intercessor back home, Joe, his wife, who have set under the word and know how to prevail.
Yes,
they got it.
Yes, sir.
They're young men, dynamic difference in the school they represent.
Yeah.
See, all of that come when they come from a governing church. That's why I tell a family, you need to find a governing church. You just tell them we go to church. No, you need a governing church. Their members are head and shoulders above the rest, ministering to the masses.
Yeah.
See, that's why I'm sending you out now, because their shoulders and head are above the rest, because their spirit is upon them and the dynamics on them. Now, let's get out into the work of this thing now. The development of the governing church. Now, two or three things you can do here, class. You can two or three things you can recognize in this, the apostolic effect on this thing. As we talk about the church, we're talking about your ministry.
Yes, sir.
As we talk about all these facts, your family, your life, all of it is going to come to play if you listen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You see, sometimes we're so spiritual we don't always look good. We get a lot of information, and we're like a loaded train, but nobody can ride with us.
Yeah, right.
So understand that God wants to impart some things to you tonight. Always when you come to the school, God want to impart some things to you. Now, you don't want to just be familiar with information. Information without impartation is dead. So if you have some expectancy, not just to pass a test, that God can reward you tonight in a special way, because this stuff is so powerful. When you talk about the development of a governing church, there are three separate stages in the development of a governing church. Number one, growing from the pioneering stage. Number two, growing into a resource center. And number three, growing into an apostolic church. What I used to call that, Madrell? Apostolic. What I used to call it?
Apostolic.
You know, I didn't know nothing. Apostolic. Martrell finally eased to me one time, and he didn't want to correct me. You know, he said, "You know, Dad, they should be calling it apostolic." Sometimes, you know, So the church involved in this position, and the church got involved. Listen to me good. In this position, and it does not happen overnight. Watch what he says next. Through her yieldness to God over the years, what he calls her acceleration. Now, we're just getting our foot on the spirit power here at this church. And I've been through a lot of stuff. But we're getting our foot there. There are those in this church know. They know that's a rumbling. They know something going on in the PTL, LTMA. They know there's something going on. It's a rumbling in there, see. If PTL would have had the right foundation, it wouldn't have went down. But this governing factor was not in place, so therefore it became a flesh, egoistic thing. That's why that word came up to show you how, and that was wonderful for people to go and reflect themselves, but it didn't have enough. They built a building.
Yeah. Wow. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. But the foundation wasn't strong enough to hold it. The local church grows from its pioneering stage, gaining a strong conviction of God's call and purpose for its inception. Conviction is a word. We need to have conviction. You cannot have conviction without the Holy Ghost. And you have to know something about your calling. You have to have the conviction bring the calling in play, and the conviction bring the purpose in play.
Yes, sir.
Gaining a strong conviction of God's call and purpose for its inception. Understand its mandate in the city and region. It embraces its mission and kingdom lifestyle, equipping its members to minister to the masses everywhere they go. Yeah. My members in here, members who are really members of the church. You see what I'm doing now?
Yes, sir.
See, you cannot become a governing church if, you know, and some of this stuff happened to me automatically. You know, you're not booked. I just know now that I got to push you out there.
Yes, sir.
Once you get one or two people saved, you hooked them. See, but as long as you say, I know, and I'm praying, and never have that one-on-one confrontation with a person who might tell you, I don't want no Jesus.
Yeah.
You go back to 1 Corinthians 14, 38, get yourself settled, then go back and tell somebody else.
Yeah.
Growing into a resource center now, we're giving you a little synopsis of it. This governing church wants to play a major role in her community and with other churches, providing her resources God has built into her. I will share with any minister come to me, helping in any way they can the surrounding churches. Now, what happened though? Yes, here's what happened. This Hispanic guy come here some years ago, and he was in an old building. I know it. I used to pass by that building, and the Lord was just getting on my heart about helping the Hispanic and begin to minister to them. I still have that on my heart. We're about to do more now. And so he asked for an appointment. I told him, come now, you know, he was in my office. The first thing happened when he started talking, the Lord said, he think he got an equal anointing. He really didn't come here to learn something from you. He come here to tell you something.
Yeah.
You know, because you're black, you don't have the facts.
Come on, Dad.
Huh? But he don't know I was under that cross with Jesus. You didn't know that? Yeah, I was there. You don't hear about me, but I was under there. But I couldn't help him. You know why I couldn't help him? He didn't know he needed help. He thought he was already there. Here I got all this paid for, the beautiful center, everything paid for. He in a little shack over there. And he going to come and sit down and sit across from my desk and talk equal with me?
Yeah.
Well, I can't help you.
Right.
She'd run down. Oh, Lord. This stage take a longer time to come into as the other churches in the region may take a longer time to trust the governing church. See? Some of them never will. You know, they'll try to say we're doing the same thing. Right now, it don't have a doggone church in this local area doing what I'm doing.
Right.
I got a young man coming up there. He's watching. He's paying attention. He's going to get it. But, I'm talking about this area here. I'm not talking about my boys. They in Baton Rouge. I'm talking about this local area right here. Yeah. Not a one.
Yeah.
Now, some look like it, but they're not doing the same thing. You know why? Now this is going to be sort of ridiculous, but in order to do it, they're going to come to me.
Yes, sir. Come on, Dad.
Yes, sir.
I've been chosen for this area.
Yes, sir.
And my door's open. I got an open door party, but you're going to come here right now. You ain't come here. I got dropped $10,000 off here. Thought that was going to move me. $10,000. Sent their wife with it. That ain't going to move me. Then drop $10,000 next want some ownership then.
Yeah.
I ain't for sale.
Right, yes, sir.
I took the 10, though.
Yes, sir.
Growing into an apostolic church. These group of churches in that region soon operate in the same apostolic grace that have been modeled in the original apostolic church, which is in the book of Acts, and are now becoming gatekeepers of the city.
Yes, sir.
See, in Acts 2:43, it says, everyone kept feeling a sense of awe, and many wonders and signs was taking place through the apostles. The local church has now become an apostolic base for God's invasion into the city and into the region. That's what we're talking about right here. That's what I'm talking about right now. I can't quite explain the things we're going to see in the realm of the spirit. I can't even explain it myself, but I just know by spending time with God many years that there's something going on. And see, explosion does not happen by increments.
Right.
There might be increments before the explosion.
Right.
But when the explosion comes, whoop! Just like that.
Yes,
so you have to prepare for it.
Right.
There's negative explosion, there's positive explosion.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
That's seven things of a characteristic of a governing church. Seven characteristics. We're going to go over each one. I won't get over all of them tonight. But number one, it rises into the spirit to dislodge the power of hell.
Yeah.
I mean, that's whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatsoever you lose on earth. Behold, I give you power, Acts 10, 19. Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpent and scorpion, the power of the enemy to do you no harm. Jesus, it's wood. Number two, it repositioned herself to become the stronger man. That's one of my texts, the stronger man. Not the weaker man, the stronger man. It exercises territorial control over the region. The one who let you.
Yeah.
This area have been such a basketball area in the spirit that, man, I couldn't find. I had to leave state. I had to get out of here. And I came back with something, you know. I got good people, good ministers. Don't get me wrong. Now I got friends. But I'm talking about something here. And my friends know that it's different. You talk to them long enough, jam, they'll tell you. Take responsibility to keep spiritual climates conducive. Good God Almighty. Spiritual climate has something to do with it. You know that, right? Now, this is good for men. It's not an excuse, but it clarifies some things to you. It was clarified for me many years ago. Not measured by numerical figures. You know, because a lot of time we judge success by numbers. It's not that, it's the fiber. It's the fiber in the material produces success. It's the lifestyle. It's the holiness. It's the sanctification. It's the being set apart. It doesn't matter. You see, 12 spies sent. 10 couldn't handle it. What is 32,000 with Gideon? Huh? 31,700 couldn't handle it. Wasn't in the number, it was in the timber. The fiber of that 300. The temple, they were the temple. They were the one who could take it. I have 12 men travel with me. We can go anywhere. I got 12 men in the church. I go anywhere with them. And I get in the center of them. You'll never get to me. You'll never get to me. You'll never get to after all them dead. And then they're going to get back up at you. Now, we don't be walking around holding hands. We don't hold hands and stuff like that. You know, just talking and be at their house and all that. No, it's just a spiritual networking. See, God was getting this thing together. God put 12 men on the road with me, apostolic networking. And then he put 12 in your apostolic networking. We ain't know nothing about no apostolic. And he's doing it now. We're excited about it. So it's not mentioned by numerical figure. It carries a clear gospel of the kingdom message. And to reform the nature of society. Let's look at one or two of these before I close tonight. Let's look at rises into the spirit to dislodge the power of hell. There's some scripture I want to go to. This is a scripture. Turn to Romans 14:17. Turn to Romans. Let's look at these scriptures. Rises into the spirit to dislodge the power of hell. Now, I ain't going over tonight because my little sister-in-law at home, my little daughter-in-law at home making some gumbo for me. Chantel at the house. I told her she can have some, but just get Leroy a little bit. They ain't gonna take the rest of them to quiet. So I ain't gonna stay here messing around with y'all all night. I'm going home eat the gumbo. Y'all just go to your other class. Romans 14:17. Now this is power. Lord, you talked to me about this scripture today. You told me something about this scripture. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. I know it's a threefold thing here. The Lord was able to tell me, he said, if you can stay in your righteousness and in my peace and in the joy of the Holy Ghost, nothing can touch you. Sometimes we forget we have a kingdom on the inside of us, the kingdom of God. And that's what it consists of, righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Now hell can't handle that. You see? You can't handle that. That's why Jesus said the kingdom of God is within you. That's why he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Because this kingdom, these territorial churches are kingdom-minded churches. It's not minded by competition. It's minded by building the kingdom. Building the kingdom. And then there's Matthew 16:19. I think I'm preaching from that now on a series about keys. The Lord give us the keys. We got keys of dominion. And then I know 1 Corinthians 4:20 says the kingdom of God is not word only, but power. See, those three scriptures there give us an insight of how we rise in the spirit. We rise in the spirit by righteousness, peace, divine peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And then, on the other hand, you recognize, woo, Jesus, recognize you have these keys of dominion that can lock up hell and unlock heaven. See? Now, we know faith is involved here, right? Faith is the commodity that make all spiritual things work. And then, we had to recognize this kingdom. Sometimes people think this kingdom is just word. But it's not word only, it's power. I say it's power. It's a dimension of power that man cannot make by himself. A governing church is a church that rises into the spirit realm, dislodges the power of hell over that region, and positions herself to rule and to reign. I love this verse in Psalm 110:2. Look at it, verse. I love that verse, Psalm 110:2. And then in, Lord, come on, Holy Ghost, help me here now. There's another scripture here that is applicable here. Is it Romans 5:17? You got to reign in life through the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. But you got to know how to yield to it. Yeah, you got to know how to yield to it. You yield to it by chunking your infirmities out there and chunking your inadequacies out there. Own up to it. Own up to your inabilities. Throw it out there at the foot of the cross and say, God, I'm yours. And then the power starts flowing because you done got out of the way. Glory to God. We're supposed to be ruling and reigning even if it's midnight. Praise, turn the lights on. Paul said, Paul the apostle, tell you that. See, you ruled and reigned by spirituality, not by who you are, but by who he is. And you yield it. Rising into the spirit realm, dislodging the power of hell over the region, and position herself to rule and to reign. And the second verse, what does it say? Rule in the midst of the enemy. That's it? Psalm 110:2? Huh? Hug that voice. Hug, and Acts said, what the hell you say? I said, get y'all every time on that. I get y'all every time. What do you say? Hug that voice. He ain't got a bit of rule in you. You will scare the hell out of Satan. If you ask him, what the hell you say? He know you recognize who he is. He know you recognize you have authority over him. See, we try to be cute Christians.
Come on, Dad.
Who the hell you think you're talking to? I'm God's child. I'm not under your jurisdiction. I've been delivered from the power of darkness. I'm translated into the kingdom of God, dear son. Why you won't come telling me what you're going to do to me? You better get the hell out of my face. I'm going to see if y'all save or not. See, this is language to let him know that you know that he to curse. I ain't cursing you to curse. So you can't be scared if you're going to be a territorial church. You can't be scared. What the hell I got to do with you? I left you. I've divorced you. You ain't got a bit of running my finance. You ain't got a bit of running my family. You ain't got a bit of running my marriage. I ain't got nothing to do with you. In the name. Somebody just got delivered of death. Just, I ain't putting up with it. Why are you putting up with it? Why are you putting up with it? Say it and believe it. Say it and walk by faith. Say it and act like it don't exist no more. Say it and expect God to do something about it. Shout like you don't care. A certain amount of boldness you have to have. You said they recognize the boldness those boys had. There's something, look like they've been with Jesus. Shout like you don't care. Yeah. She said, she don't know? No, she just don't care. That woman said, I'm tired of this blood running. I done tried every doctor, I'm broke. I'm tired of this blood running. They told me I heard about a man. If I just can get to him. And I believe I have to go for myself. And a woman pressed in and touched his garment. You remember that? Huh? That's running, brother. And then sometimes you've got some good friend. And you hurt it. And you're trying to get to Jesus and you can't get to Jesus. Good, real good friend will find another route. Because you got always got people. It got churches blocking Jesus.
Yeah.
Churches blocking people from getting to Jesus.
Yeah. Come on, Dad.
They open the door at the same time the real church open up.
Yes, sir.
So the people go in that door. Instead of everybody going in that door so everybody can spread out right, then you can go do it again.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
They went to the wrong church. Came up with the wrong results with the same scripture. Stayed long, and I don't know if this is the word, stayed long and come out wronger. I'm trying to say something to you, class. I'm talking to you. I'm trying to tell you. See, I'm not putting nobody down. I'm not against nobody. But somebody got to eradicate some of this mess and deal with it, because these people's life are dysfunctional because they don't know how to move in the spirit. They're afraid of the real glory of God. Yeah, they're afraid of the real glory. Because the real glory, the first thing they do is going to clean your sin up. You do not have to live wrong. That is a lie. I know for myself personally. I came out of the street, got saved, never went back. You don't have to do it. You did it because you want to do it. Along with conviction come concentration. I belong to God. And to God be the glory. I'm not going to have no Ushida. I'm not going to let nobody else have God's glory. He the one saved me. He the one washed me. He the one took me in when nobody else wanted me. I dare not sell him cheap. I dare not dishonor him. I dare not trot on his goodness. I'm clothed. But he positioned herself to rule and to reign. Now, watch what I say next now. Watch what I say next now. This is personal. I said, this is personal. You are designed to rule and to reign. Don't let no situation, don't let nothing come up to take that from you. May it go down in your spirit to live forever. You designed to rule and to reign. Don't let nobody take that from you. Don't let no such a way take that from you. Don't let no hard time or whatever come. Don't let it take that from you. Rise up again. Get knocked down. Get back up. Say, oh, no. I'm supposed to be ran and rooting here. In the name of Jesus. By the power of Jesus' blood. By the power of the cross. I'm not going down. You finally going to get up off of me. I'll make this last statement because I want you to hear this. This statement here. In this session here, but rising into the spirit to dislodge the power of hell. When that territorial church gets straightened and the members of that territorial church, she rises in the kingly anointing. And authority to execute kingdom rule and judgment over the powers of the air. Lift your hand, if you will. Yes, Lord, may you impart in this school tonight this kingly anointing. Student by internet, all who watching, may they raise your hand in your home, raise your hand, because I'm going to release this kingly anointing right now that the lesson here have taught us, and I sense the Holy Spirit here, and by the law of impartation upon every one of these students as they adhere to the teaching, and the lessons that are being put out in this school, that they all tonight march out of this place with a kingly anointing. And that's a ruling anointing. And that's a reigning anointing. And we reign in life by the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. And the kingdom of God is not word only, but it's power. May that drop into our spirit. And also, Lord, you say the kingdom of God, and we have that righteousness, and it's peace. And it's joy in the Holy Ghost. Now, I bless these children. I bless their home. I bless these ministries. I bless their marriage. I bless what they desire in life. Woo! Woo! Hub over us a few minutes. And take each case individual. Right now, just take an individual and let an episode of what we preach manifest in each one life where they need it. I soaked that up. Whatever trying to tell you, you can't go no further, or you can't go no higher. Take your reigning position tonight. Take your ruling position, for you're connected with what God is doing here. And I refuse not to reign. I refuse not to rule, because God sent us to do it. And that's why he's equipping us. He's equipping us tonight. He's equipping us. He's equipping us not to be weak, but to be strong because we're weak. It's going to be the craziest thing I'm going to tell you now. It's going to be the craziest thing. I'm going to close. It's going to be the craziest thing, and the Holy Spirit will have to explain it to you. And I want to ask why it had to be that color, and I want to say no color, but I'll be lying. I saw a black bug just left out of somebody's life. Saw him crawling. In the spirit, I saw it, open vision just now. Now, to explain that, as something that was going wrong, it's gone from you. And notice it. It had to crawl. I think your anointing must have done something to it. We were stirred in the spirit. I think your anointing must have knocked it to the point that it has to crawl. You know, Satan is a serpent. And Jesus told him from now on, because you mess with me, you're going to crawl. See, now that thing turned into something else now. See, but I saw it leaving you. You asked me, say, who are you talking to? I'm talking to everybody up in here. Everybody got a black bug every now and then. Me too. So mine's gone too. You got, I'll get in there with you because somebody was, you know, I ain't had no black bug. I don't fully understand all the things God showed me. All I know, it works. All I know, if you had some kind of contention, listen to me, I got to close, man. You had some kind of contention in your life, something you're dealing with. All I know, if you said the black bug gone. That's the best I can do with it, man. That's the best I can do with it. Now, you see, you're going to try to tell it to somebody? Yes, sir. That man hook wing y'all, you crazy? Black bull. That's what I saw. Black bull gone. Black bull down. Hallelujah. Now, when you get crazy enough in the spirit to do exactly what God tell you to do, that's when you're going to start blessing people. You have no idea that in this room or by internet, we're all over the world. You have no, somebody might even fell out in their house. You have no idea what's going on. And that's why God get you out the way and show you something and dare you to say it. And once you say it, remember the epic center? Huh? Earthquake, explode, the explosion take place. Now someone may write, someone may call, but they don't never say anything. Why? It don't matter to me. I know something happened in this room, gonna happen tomorrow when you talk to somebody, or something happened out of ordinary. Black bug down. Serpent crawling. Away from me. Then I heard this. Don't keep the snake. Well, don't make friend with him. Let him go. He the one causing the torment. Wow. Read the next chapter. 12th chapter. We'll stay on the 12th chapter in our next section. Read the next chapter. You dismiss. I'll come to my office in a minute. Didn't I say Brian?
Yes, sir, Brian.
Brian don't know his name?